A very good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for the news on 88.3 RTF FM. My name is James Lukenge. The Minister for Works, Ntege Azuba, has maintained the order by the Transport Licensing Board of suspending the operation of buses belonging to Gaga for 1 month. The United Bus Owners Association, UBOA, had threatened to lay down their tools on Friday if government does not lift the ban on the operations of Gaga Bus Company. Azuba, while responding to MPs' concerns over Gaga Bus suspension, maintained that the Gaga's license will remain suspended for a month until a number of issues are rectified by the company. The Member of Parliament for Ahivu County, Bernard Atiku, told Parliament that the suspension has crippled the transport operations along the West Nile route since the transport fares have been hiked from 50,000 shillings to 70,000 shillings. Buses belonging to Gaga have in the past been involved in a number of fatal accidents, the latest being the one on May 25th at Kope Roll in Kiriandongo district, in which over 20 people died. Moving on, the chairperson of the Judicial Service Commission, Justice Benjamin Kabito, has implored government to release resources for recruitment of 30 judges of the High Court. Justice Kabito said that since Parliament approved the High Court structure of judges to 82 from 50, the same approval will not be meaningful if it is not implemented. Speaking to the media, Justice Benjamin Kabito noted that there are 30 vacancies in the High Court following Parliament's approval of the structure of 82 judges and also the recent passing of Justice Jessica Naiga Ayewaziwe. He noted that they have suitable candidates to fill up the 30 vacancies in their data bank. Justice Kabito revealed that the Commission is currently recruiting a substantive chief registrar of the judiciary following the elevation of Justice Gardenia Paul Wolimbwa as High Court judge. He said Judicial Service Commission is concluding the recruitment of 6 grade 1 magistrates. Moving on, Parliament has contributed 45.3 million shillings towards Mwesigwe Elizabeth, who is disabled, to represent Uganda in the different para badminton tournaments which will take place in Japan in September this year. Mwesigwe Elizabeth today appeared before the parliamentary sitting in the public gallery to ask for $10,000 to be able to represent Uganda in different para badminton tournaments in Japan and France. The Speaker of Parliament tabled a motion to support Elizabeth, and all members seconded her motion. The Speaker then asked members of Parliament to accept to be deducted 100,000 shillings each, and they all accepted. The Member of Parliament representing persons with disabilities in Eastern Uganda, Grace Helen Asamo, noted that the Parliament passed a motion for the Ministry of Education and Sports to put a special fund for the Para Games, but in vain. Asamo noted that government officials should stop isolating people with disabilities because many have lost their talents and therefore can't realize their dreams. And finally, one of the Constitutional Court Justices, Chiborion Barishaki, has ruled that the extension of the terms of Parliament from 5 years to 7 was selfish and defeated the principles of natural justice. While delivering his judgment in regard to the age limit petition at the High Court premises in Imbali, Justice Barishaki said that the move was intended to deny Ugandans access to leadership positions in Parliament. Justice Chiborion has further ruled that absence of active participation of citizens invalidates any constitutional amendment done in this effect, hence the matter required a referendum to attain general consensus from the people. The petitioners also tasked judges to decide whether the removal of presidential age limit isn't in contravention of Article 21 of the Constitution, which specifies the circumstances under which a law is to be called discriminatory. However, Justice Barishaki has maintained the amendments are made that led to the uplifting of the presidential age limit. And with that, we end our news on 88.3 RTF FM. My name is James Lukenge. Good afternoon.